Well, staying on track, it's about time now to have a brief meditation and a channel from Kryon. So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and release all the tension from your body. Allow yourself to soften all the muscles softening, becoming so soft, and feel how you are supported wherever you are sitting or standing, or perhaps even lying down. You are being supported. It is the earth that carries us, that supports us, and yet there is an entire entourage of multi-dimensional beings that are supporting us. They are here for us. And as part of that support for us here in this journey, we also have beautiful, loving messages that are delivered through Lee, coming to us from an entourage called Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I greet the members, all of you, and ask you this: is this something you look forward to? I would hope the answer would be yes, because you're here on purpose to watch this. Have you ever wondered if those on the other side of the veil feel the same? I will tell you this. There are those who stand in line on the other side of the veil, figuratively, to be here with you now. The channeling is like an opening in the veil. Some of you are now realizing it's an opening where love can pour through. Because you are receptive to it, because you are here, because you are watching and listening. There will be those later who will also hear this who are not part of the membership or the Circle of 12. As we have said before, all of the channelings will become available and are available for everyone on the planet. But I want to talk to those of you who are part of the circle and are here for this private time and for the meditation to come. We look forward to this. It's a different perceptive feeling, a perception that you might not have had before. That literally, we are here to see you. This has been the experience of my partner for all of the channelings he has ever done. The long ones and the short ones. That when he sits in the chair and the greetings begin, he feels the sense of relief and release that the door is open between us. You and I, between the worlds, so that the love will pour in, the instructions, the wisdom that you're allowing at this time. We've been talking about the four faces of fear. I have the third one for you. They're all slightly different, and they all emanate from different places. We've told you also, for those of you who have probably just listening to this one, that these fear faces stop healing. This is a healing program. We speak about your willingness to see and hear, absorb and cognize what the healers are telling you. It's a tough one if you're always afraid. There are many who would tune into this program or become part of the series as members because they're trying to eliminate fear. That is the program dear ones, and you're welcome to be here. If that is how you feel, you're not alone. This is something that we want to share with you, the solutions to getting out of fear. Almost all the time, the solutions to get out of fear is recognizing what they are. The reasons for them often dismiss them. It's almost like finding something that you didn't understand, and finally the light is turned on when you say, oh, is that all it is? I thought there was more to be afraid of. That is a dismissal then of that particular fear. Once you shine light on what it is you're afraid of, then it's far easier to make up your mind whether to continue to be afraid. Mark this moment, because there are those who say you shouldn't be afraid, and they'll tell you why. It doesn't do any good. It just doesn't, and you know it doesn't. If you're sitting there and you're apprehensive about something and someone comes to you and say, don't be afraid, look, I'm not afraid, that doesn't help. The truth is this: you must cognize it for yourself. Why it's there? Is it something you should be afraid of? Or, as they say, is it a paper tiger? Is it something that, oh, I understand? So it's you seeing what's there with your mind, with your perception, that starts to dismiss these things. The third set of fears we're going to call the ones you create in real time. Now, when I say you create them, you don't instigate them. You cognize things as fearful, and you write your own program. So these would be fears that are written not in the past, not from the survival, not from anything but your life after you get here. What would they be? They would represent most of the fears you have. The society you live in is one society that has parameters and rules, and you may fear that you're not going to make it in that society based upon what people tell you. Many of these kinds of fears, these real-time fears, that is, the ones that you put on yourself while you're here, are self-imposed. You decide that it's a fearful thing. Let me review with you something. How do you find out what's happening around you? What is the method you have to find out what is going on in your city, in your neighborhood, in your country? And the answer is the news. This is fear number one that you place upon yourself. You watch the news. You listen to the news. You read the news. You are aware, are you not, in this culture, in this day and age, at this moment, the news is entertainment. And they must present something to you that you will watch, because the commercials that they show between the watching pays their salaries. Therefore, they will put the things that are most attractive to humans, which is the things that are dark. There may be a dark thing that happens on the planet. There always are those things, but they will not then give you any of the good parts. And there are always good parts. What's happening regarding a situation? The virus is a good example. We've said this before. It is not controversial because many are starting to see it and tune out of the news, not watching it anymore. They're showing you the infection rate, the death rate, and seldom, if ever, do they talk about the heroes, the recovered rate. And so they paint a picture that frightens you. And they go on to the next thing, and it frightens you. And if they've done their job well, they'll frighten you a lot. So you'll come back and watch some other frightening things. What's the solution to that? That is something that is self-made. You choose to tune in. knowing these things, and they go into your psyche, and they stay there. We've told you before, there's no delete key. We've told those who want to be released from this, but also want to know what's happening, to be selective in your news, how you get it. Whether you would get it perhaps in places you trust and read it instead of having it presented as an entertainment program visually. And that helps a lot of people. There are those who simply have stopped watching or will have a news day once a week. They'll catch up in their own way of what they should know, and it has caused so much more peace. How many of you fear the virus? The virus is not something to be feared, dear ones. It's something to be understood. How many of you done research around the virus instead of simply listening to the mandates in the news? There is a big difference. One will create fear. One creates understanding. When you say, oh, here's what I'm doing, here's how long, here are the expectations. And that, my dear human being, creates peace over something that others are fearing. It's not the plague. There are so many things that you have been told that literally create fear without understanding and without knowledge. This is controversial. What do your spiritual leaders tell you? Are you doomed? Were you born dirty? Were you really born dirty? Is it possible that the loving God that loves you beyond measure, that you were created in the image of the Creator, is it possible that that Creator is watching you carefully so that if you don't behave, that same Creator can then take your soul and torture it forever after you're dead? Burn you alive every single day, perhaps tear your skin off. And you say, well, Cryan, where did you get those visualizations? I got those visualizations from my partner who saw them painted clearly on the walls of churches inside. Torture. How does that feel to place that upon yourself, to believe it, and to carry it around? You're doomed. These are the kinds of fears we are inviting you to understand and undo and rewrite. And you can. Almost everything you're afraid of, at some point where you can sit down and look at them, is rewritable by understanding, perhaps by affirmations to undo something that is put into your subconscious. All of them are rewritable. And the biggest ones that you have on this planet are the ones you put upon yourself, because either you've done it yourself or others are helping you to fear. How many of you have been told this is going to happen, that's going to happen, beware of this, beware of that? There are things coming that people have said, well, watch out for that when it gets here. Is that your life? Are you afraid of the future? Are you afraid of your culture? That is to say, you won't do this right or that right, or you don't know how long your job is going to last. Do you understand? All of these things are emotions that you create by yourself. Now, we've told you this before. You live in an energy that supports these dark kinds of energies at this point. They won't always. This is what's clearing on the planet. There'll come a time when fear will not be the number one energy that captures you. That's coming. But right now, to rewrite these things and understand them starts to dismiss them. And you find protocols for yourself so that when you hear somebody tell you something, you don't simply cognize it and say, yes, you're right. You start to analyze it and you say, I wonder if that's so. Here's the big one before we close. Made in the image of the Creator, filled with love and compassion, those are the tools. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are not here as a victim. You are not here to fear. You're here to clear that board with peace and safety and know you're smart enough to see the difference between that which is not so and that which is. And what is so is the fact that you have the right, the lineage, the tools, and all of those things to clear it all, to rewrite it and move into a future that you create, which is safe because of your magnificence. Did you get that? You're not a victim of things to come. You control it all by having intuition of where to go and what to do. We have taught these things to you over and over and over. I want you to sit tall and understand truly what you can do. It's a safe place where you are. And so it is.